The movie Crash was the upset winner during last night's Academy Awards. The film dealing with race relations here in Los Angeles beat out another controversial film, Brokeback Mountain, for Best Picture. It was a year when many of the nominated films were bigger on social messages than they were at the box office. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was backstage during the ceremony and has this report.
There was a loud gasp in the backstage press room, and no doubt among many viewers, when Best Picture winner was announced. Crash producers Paul Haggis and Kathy Schulman told reporters they, too, were stunned as they accepted their Oscars.
In fact, we were so shocked. Shocked. We're still trying to figure out if we actually got this.
We're actually even here.
Yeah.
On stage, they seemed equally surprised by the upset, with Schulman mistakenly thanking her husband and wife instead of her husband and daughter. But she also thanked the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
For embracing our film about love and about tolerance, about truth. Thank you to the people all around the world who have been touched by this message. And we are humbled by the other nominees in this category. You have made this year one of the most breathtaking and stunning maverick years in American cinema. Thank you.
Crash's tale about intersecting lives and race and class relations in L.A. won a Screen Actors Guild Award in January for its large ensemble cast, giving perhaps a hint of how the Best Picture vote might swing. Actors make up a large block of the Academy, and everyone votes for the top film. Still, when announcing the winner last night, actor Jack Nicholson delivered the audio equivalent of a raised eyebrow for the producers of Crash, most of whom were not recognized by the Academy. One of the film's financiers, Bob Yari, even sued the Academy and Kathy Schulman for not giving him a producer's credit, and Schulman has sued Yari for reportedly not paying her what she's owed for her work. Altogether, Crash won 3 awards, including Best Original Screenplay and Best Film Editing. Brokeback Mountain also won 3 Oscars for Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Score. For directing the gay cowboy romance, Taiwan-born Ang Lee became the first Asian to win one of Hollywood's highest honors. In winning the Best Director Oscar, Lee thanked Annie Proulx, whose short story in the New Yorker magazine inspired the film, and he honored her 2 fictional characters.
Their names are Ennis and Jack, and they taught all of us who made Brokeback Mountain so much about not just all the gay men and women whose love is denied by society, but just as important, the greatness of love itself.
Lee reminded reporters that Brokeback Mountain had become a box office success and a hit with the critics. Some industry watchers had questioned its chances as Best Picture winner because of the film's gay subject matter. Larry McMurtry, who won the film's Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay, has spent his career challenging the stereotypes of the West. Backstage, he told reporters it may have been too controversial to win the top honors after all.
Perhaps it just really is. Americans don't want cowboys to be gay.
Some Hollywood watchers suggest that Brokeback Mountain peaked early and had lately become fodder for jokes. Oscar host Jon Stewart also poked fun at Brokeback and the seriousness of this year's nominees.
But all the films this year that have been nominated are excellent films. They deal with racism, corruption, terrorism, and censorship. It's why we go to the movies, to escape.
Stewart also took a page from a satirical TV program, The Daily Show, and tweaked Hollywood's politics.
A lot of people say that this town is too liberal, out of touch with mainstream America, an atheistic pleasure dome, a modern-day beachfront Sodom and Gomorrah, a moral black hole.
In winning his award for Best Supporting Actor for Syriana, George Clooney touched on the subject, too.
You know, we are a little bit out of touch in Hollywood every once in a while, I think. It's probably a good thing. We're the ones who talk about AIDS when it was just being whispered. And we talked about civil rights when it wasn't really popular. And we, we bring up subjects. We were the ones, this academy, this group of people gave Hattie McDaniel an Oscar in 1939 when blacks were still sitting in the backs of theaters.
In the acting categories, there were no surprise winners. Supporting actress Rachel Weisz won for her role as an activist in The Constant Gardener. Best actor Philip Seymour Hoffman played Truman Capote in the famous writer's biopic. And best actress Reese Witherspoon was awarded for her turn as June Carter Cash in Walk the Line. She thanked her mother, her grandmother, and singer-songwriter June Carter.
People used to ask June how she was doing, and she used to say, "I'm just trying to matter." And I know what she means, you know? I'm just trying to matter and live a good life and make work that means something to somebody. And you have all made me feel that I might have accomplished that tonight. So thank you so much for this honor.
Some of the winners commented on how film has become an international language, and the award ceremony featured some of them, Spanish, Chinese, and a South African dialect writer-director Gavin Hood used to salute the stars of his best foreign language film, Tsotsi.
Presley, Twene Akhaya and Terry Peto, my two fantastic young leads. Put the cameras on them, please. Ngiyabonga kakhulu umfowethu, and Sisi. Viva Africa, viva. Amandla.
And the directors of March of the Penguins held up four large plush toy penguins to get their Best Documentary Award.
It means thank you in penguins.
This year's Oscar ceremony itself seemed to speak a different language from its usual. Rap crew 3-6 Mafia stormed onto the stage with a performance more typical of the Grammys, singing the theme song from the movie Hustle and Flow, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp.
He don't get
trying to get his money for the rent.
He don't get
for the television audience, the 3-6 Mafia crew had to change many of their lyrics. Still, the rappers won the Oscar for Best Original Song. They rushed on stage in baggy hip-hop gear with diamond grills on their teeth, giving exuberant shout-outs to their friends. And that, said Jon Stewart, is how you accept an Oscar. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
For a critique of how the Oscars performed on TV, you'll find critic Andrew Wallenstein at our website, plus video clips. That's NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.